What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And I'm Kelsey Cook.
And today, it's our end of year wrap-up episode, baby.
Yeah.
We've done one of these every year, right? Since we launched this podcast 3.5-ish years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a time to reflect on what we've learned this year, maybe set some new intentions for the new year. And yeah. Wow. Has it been a shit show of a year for us all? The world at large.
And I know we touched on this briefly last episode, but just another heads up that we are now doing video shout outs from Self-Helpless. If you have a birthday coming up, anniversary, just for fun, if you want us to give you a video shout out, if you want to get one for a friend or a loved one, we're doing that now. I'm not sure if any of you listeners are familiar with Cameo. Taylor and I are both on Cameo doing individual video shout outs, but we're now going to be doing some as a group from Self-Helpless. So if you're interested in that, you can email selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com and we will get you set up with more info. So
yes,
just a little heads up. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. And we also have a quotable this episode. Taylor, would you like to say this quotable?
I would love to. This is from Helpster Catherine. The world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. And that's by Paulo Coelho. It's by someone's name that I am mispronouncing.
That is a hell of a quote.
Yeah. Who is that? Paulo. Yeah. The Alchemist. Yeah. He's the author of the book, The Alchemist. If you haven't read The Alchemist, highly recommend.
Do you know how to say his name?
I would say Paulo Coelho, something like that. I mean,
I could not don't look to me. Go into that.
I would just call him PC. This is a PC quote. this is a good one. And I think so incredibly relevant to the people who love offering their opinions on every post on Instagram or social media, yet are not putting anything into action of any kind that they care about. I think this is a much needed quote.
Yeah. Taylor, I like how you asked me if I knew how to pronounce it when last episode I said I tried to eat the corn husk of a tamale. So I'm pretty sure I wasn't going to nail the pronunciation of that name either, but we're all trying our best.
Shout out. Yeah. Thanks for one of our listeners, Catherine, for submitting that quote. She submitted that on Patreon. So if you're curious about how that works, you can head on over to patreon.com/selfhelpless.
Yeah. And we're getting ready to do, so many people on Instagram submitted questions for us for an upcoming Q&A episode on Patreon. So that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Maybe we should do some of them as a regular episode and then some of the more personal on Patreon. I don't know.
I think that's a good idea.
I'll send you guys the questions that we got. We got a lot of them.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Should we dig into it?
Get into it.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh. This feels like we're just starting the treadmill or something. I'm like, oh man.
Usually it's like a relaxing episode to do. Typically we're like, oh, let's reflect and let's gear up for the new year. And like, this is usually an easy, to be quite honest with you guys, usually an easy episode to record. And yeah. I think everyone's just a little depleted and depressed.
Emotionally charged.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah. Setting goals right now is pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a lot of, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Uncertainty. And, you know, thinking about where you were last year, it's hard to just think about where you were a year ago and how you had literally no idea what was coming.
But was just around the river bend.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Well, our shout out to our wonderful producer, Humaira, who put some solid questions together for us to answer and ask each other. About, you know, how this year went for us and what our, you know, what we're hoping for this next year. So,
yeah. The first thing we're going to try to answer is, what was one thing you learned about yourself during the current situation we were all forced to live in, quarantine, etc.? Good question.
The biggest thing you learned about yourself in quarantine, who wants to start?
I guess I can start. So, as many of you listeners know, I got divorced a week before COVID hit and started living by myself for the first time in over 8 years. So, when people say quarantining this year, I mean, I like quarantined, bitch. Like I was by myself. So I think for me, one of the things I learned was, how much I needed to work on approving of myself, because I had grown pretty accustomed and kind of dependent on Kane's approval and speaking specifically maybe about like comedy work or posting things on social media, I would almost always feel like I needed to run things by somebody outside of myself before I posted something, before I felt confident enough to do it. It became just this habit of like, before I did a new joke, I'd turn to Kane and be like, hey, do you think this is funny? And try it on him. Or like before I post something on Instagram, be like, hey, do you like this? Hey, do you think this is a funny caption? And I no longer had that person sitting right there on the couch next to me. And I had to go, oh, I need to be enough. My opinion of myself needs to be enough. And the whole rule we've mentioned on the show of, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a no. I had to do that with myself and go, okay, as long as I feel good about this joke or what I'm posting, then that's all that matters. Then I can stand by it. But if I'm a little iffy, then maybe I need to work on it more, whatever. But just continuing to find a better relationship with myself, I think, and not seek external validation so much.
Mm. That's great.
That's really good.
That's a good thing to learn.
Yeah.
And to keep getting better at.
That's awesome. Yeah.
What about you, Taylor?
I think the biggest thing I learned is that all of my anxiety stems from a place of just wanting to control situations, to just have control over my life and what's going to happen to me and my loved ones and et cetera, et cetera. And this year really, really taught me that there is no control. There is only the illusion of it.
Yeah.
So I think that this year I've had to get not good. I haven't gotten good with it, but I think I've gotten to a much better place with accepting that I don't have much control. I can do the best I can and work really hard and, you know, do what I can with my career and my relationships. But at the end of the day, there is always something that could happen that will knock you on your ass. Things can always get worse and you have to be present and grateful and appreciate what you have while you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And worrying doesn't really do anything, as it turns out. And so I'm really trying to tell myself that anytime I'm worried or panicking, I just go like, you know, this really isn't going to do anything. This isn't going to change the outcome. You just mindlessly worrying. So you might as well just enjoy this time. Even if that bad thing is going to happen, just enjoy the time leading up to that.
Yeah.
Was that okay?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just to enjoy the grace period between the next fucking shit show.
You being scared of the thing doesn't make it not happen. But
yeah. I feel that hard. The control thing, that's been a big thing for me this year too, is just learning what you can and can't control and being okay with it. It's not easy.
Yeah.
How about you, Del?
I think the biggest thing that I learned with quarantine is that I kind of like this lifestyle and this kind of staying in and getting permission to stay in, because I feel like I was just able to do some things that I've been wanting to do because of the permission that, look, you can't go anywhere or do anything else or go to different events that maybe you don't feel like going to. You have to stay home and stay in. And I, for me, have learned that I liked having that permission a lot, and I want to keep that, but not use quarantine and COVID as a crutch, because I won't be able to use that forever. So I kind of want to, learn from the fact that there's a lot of this that I actually thrived in, and how I can bring that forward even when this is not the situation, which will be about me and setting boundaries and stuff. So I think I haven't really figured that out quite yet, but it's been an excuse I've kind of liked for myself. Yeah. And so now going forward, it's going to be, even when things start opening again and things start happening again, if I get invited to something or something like that, and I just really don't feel like doing it, I'm going to have to say, I just don't want to go. Instead of, well, we can't go, sorry, we can't make it because we got to be inside, COVID, quarantine, sorry.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be me having to set that. And that's going to be super uncomfortable. But I've learned that I really need a lot of what happened this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So COVID's been great for Delaney.
Of course, there's been so much. There's been, obviously, God, everybody.
Well, yeah.
So much struggle and challenge. But I realize that I've been using it as more of a crutch, and I need to actually transition from that.
Yeah. Right. But on a positive note, based on what you said, I mean, it has been helpful in like simplifying, you know, I think anybody who was feeling like run down or whatever, like, I think it's really, COVID's helped to simplify what you actually want to do and the people you actually want to keep in contact with. And there isn't any obligation to go to anything anymore, which has been very freeing.
Yeah.
And like, I've certainly used that as an excuse, COVID as an excuse, so many times, weeks where I'm like, I'm just really scared this week. So I can't even Zoom with you. Who knows? But I do think it's helped everybody focus up and go like, oh, this is what I want my life to look like, and these are the people I want in it. And I'm not going to get like dragged into bullshit anymore.
Right? Yeah. I think this situation, gave me permission to finally focus on this stuff that I'd been really wanting to focus on, but felt like I could not. Even just like you know, even just like where our money goes and stuff. Like Kim and I have been wanting to like save for certain things or do certain things that we felt like a lot of external things kept like draining our resources. And even that has been like, wow, we were able to actually do some of the stuff we've been wanting to do because things have just kind of had to be more quiet and more, you know. So yeah, I just kind of want to maintain that balance. Not this much. I don't want to be inside this much or be this restricted, of course, but yeah. I do want to maintain a lot of it going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys remember your New Year's resolutions that you set for this year? And were you able to accomplish or kind of stick with any of them to some extent?
I mean, the only ones I really remember, I know that I probably wanted to keep like more of a morning routine going, like a bunch of stuff that no, I did not do. But I do think I wanted the special to do well. And I wanted to write a new hour. Like the thing that I can think of that I had control over was I wanted to have a new hour of material. And I did have it by the time the special came out. So that's one big thing that I'm like, oh, okay, that happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Kelsey, you remember?
I don't remember a lot of specifics, but I'm pretty sure I said that I wanted to be a better comedian than I was the year before. Taylor, I think we talked about how I had been kind of afraid for a while of making specific goals within entertainment, because the entertainment industry, it feels like so much of it is out of your control, and I didn't want to feel disappointed. So instead I was making these kind of vague goals, and who knows what's better to do. It's probably personal preference, but I do feel like I became a better comedian this year, and I ended up shooting my first comedy special. And so that wasn't something I was thinking would or would not happen. I didn't know. And it came about in such a random way. And it was kind of another good lesson of just say yes sometimes. Like, even if it's not exactly how you pictured it going, like, I never thought I would be shooting my special in a pandemic, outdoors, having performed, like, I think done 2 or 3 virtual shows before shooting it. Like, I didn't, you know, it's just so different than what you think it's going to be. But I'm happy I said yes. I'm happy with the way it turned out. And I have an official date of when it's coming out. My special comes out February 26th on Epix.
Yay!
So, oh, great! Yay. We have
mark
a date!
Your calendar. I have a date! Friday, February 26th. So mark your calendars, everybody. And I'm sure I'll keep promoting it as it gets closer. But, yep, I'm excited.
That is so exciting.
That's huge.
Thanks, so exciting.
How about you, Delaney?
Oh my gosh, I forgot my own question. Oh, my New Year's resolution. Last year I said I just gave myself one thing, and I just wanted to focus more on my wellness and not have any work related goals. So I definitely did that a lot this year. Let's see, in the last year, just I set a lot of boundaries that weren't in place before. I've reduced my work hours significantly. I have said no to like 99% of things the last few months that really I don't feel like are a fit for me. And I've, started just, you know, walking a lot more, all of those things. So I'm glad with the progress I've made on that front.
Yeah.
It's been challenging.
What is one thing besides COVID that you want to leave behind in 2020?
That's a good question.
I'm going to start a whole new life, 2021. I'm not even going to be on this podcast anymore, 2021. You're like, we haven't heard from Taylor in a month. Has anyone that
Taylor
we know?
Lives on the
I'm
moon
gonna,
now.
I'm just going to disappear. I'm going to go to that vegan compound in Belize that Delaney keeps talking about.
Gonna beat her to it, just FaceTime her from that treehouse.
Be such a dick move.
We can take a self-helpless trip. We can
that sounds like a vacation
under no circumstances. Fucking count me out.
So what do we
have anything leave about? You want to leave?
Well, I guess I'm leaving behind any social media presence I had. That's one thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Leaving that behind, and I'm leaving behind just not trusting my intuition with stuff just in general. Like, I'm not going to do that shit anymore. I'm not going to ignore my shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ignore my what I know is good for me anymore.
Yeah, I think that's my biggest one too, is I want to leave behind ignoring my gut. And yeah, mm-hmm. just being more in touch with that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to leave that behind. I will not, but I would love to.
But you want to.
I would love to. Well, what was the question? What do you want do you to, want leave, to behind? Leave behind? Yes, then that is my answer as well. That is my desire.
Yeah,
all of us want to tune in more to our intuition and what's good for us, and it's great yeah. that's going to look different for everybody. That's what's so fascinating. Everybody really truly wants different things.
Yeah.
Since there's a lot of negativity out there, what are some positive stories or experiences that you would like to share with the helpsters
from this past year?
I mean,
yeah, from the past year, I guess.
What are the good?
Get on TikTok. A lot of people are posting positivity.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to think of like personal things, but TikTok, I see shit on TikTok every day.
Every day I see shit on TikTok that makes me go like, we're going to be all right. There are girls making videos too of like their own personal things that happened for them this year. As if COVID's not even a thing, which is whatever. Take it with a grain of salt. But like, it's very nice to see montages of people finding themselves and like making a lot of personal growth. And they're wearing masks. So you're like, it is this year.
Yeah.
This isn't a throwback. I mean, you know.
You know, I can share one. There's a YouTuber, a beauty YouTuber called Raw Beauty Christie, who I've followed for a long time. And she actually, before she started doing beauty videos, she was an infertility channel on YouTube. Oh. She's been diagnosed with PCOS and was told by doctors that it was virtually impossible for her to get pregnant. And this was somebody who dreamt of being a mother, who that was really, really important to her whole life, was she wanted to be a mom and her husband wanted to be a dad. And she had kind of made peace with it, come to terms with it. And then she randomly got pregnant this year and has been kind of vlogging her pregnancy journey. And she just had her baby 2 weeks ago. But it was one of those so heartwarming stories. It just, if you like that stuff, Raw Beauty Christie on YouTube, her video of finding out she's pregnant and telling her husband will make you cry. It's pretty amazing.
That's so nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Good things that happened this year. I feel like there's been a lot of, you know, there's been some good that we've kind of pulled out from it. We had a little chat recently, just us three, with like some nice things that have happened. But I would say I think the things that come to mind for me personally is like strengthening a relationship that I had been wanting to for a very long time happened this year. That was super important to me. And my business growing in a way that I'm really excited about. And I'm just really grateful for my health, especially because I had COVID. And so I would say those things are kind of like the big ones for me. Relationships, yeah. Health. And I'm excited about the work I get to do. I'm really grateful for that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like all my relationships got better this year. Because there was nothing else to do.
I talked to your loved ones.
Got a lot of inner work done, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you guys have just had, we've had so many conversations. I feel like this year that afterward you're like, oh, this wouldn't have happened without a pandemic, or maybe it wouldn't have happened, or it would have taken longer.
Yeah. Oh my God. So, so grateful for those moments, you know, trying to find the silver lining in this year, those sort of deep repairing of whether it's familial relationships or friendships that, yeah, like you said, conversations that maybe would not have happened if it weren't for this year and having that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%. Absolutely. So yeah, that's a big one. Do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2021? But I know it's kind of tough, but do you have any that you are hopeful about resolutions for 2020?
Yeah, I'm going to get that vaccine.
I would like to continue being vegan. I'm about to hit my 1 year mark of going vegan. That was a really big thing for me this year. So I hope to continue. I can't imagine I will go back, but I want to continue being vegan and hopefully keep feeling good.
I want to put my health first. I want to continue putting my health first because the month that I was there were a few months, September, October, November, that I was traveling and doing some stuff on the road. And if I had been traveling that way for the last 7 years, I would not have been sick nearly as much as I was. So I would like to continue being better about that. Cause you know, you guys have listened to this podcast for the last few years. You know that like when we started, Kelsey and I were taking flights at like 2:30 in the morning and getting in at 7 a.m. and sleeping for 2 hours and then doing shows. Like we were not looking after ourselves and we've gotten better about it. But after COVID and during COVID, there's like no excuse for me. I'm like, I don't take early flights anymore. I don't take red eyes anymore. Like I don't compromise on anything as far as what's going to make me more comfortable, better rested and healthier, because it's just not worth it. So I'd like to continue being good about that. And then also I want to get better about compartmentalizing and not letting career stuff sort of affect me so much. I want to get better about like clocking out, because as people who work for ourselves, you can always be working on your career. And I want to get much better at going, today I'm not going to do anything with this. I'm not going to look at social media. I'm not going to worry about writing. Like I think this year, weirdly enough, made me more of a workaholic again, because you have to work three times as hard to get a third of the way that you used to. So I think once I had time off, I wasn't just like, cool, I can chill for a minute. I was like, I have to keep momentum going because there's nothing going on and I don't know what to expect. And I got scared. I think in January, I want to take some actual time off, whether it's like a couple weeks or a week or whatever, but we'll see if I actually do. And by a couple weeks off, I just mean, I stay at home and I don't look at Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, you could put the dates in now. for this year of the vacations that you want to do. There's some advice out there that can be the first thing that you carve out when you look at your calendar for the new year, like, okay, which days are the vacations and stuff like that. And then you plan around the vacation dates. Of course, that's not always, doesn't always happen that way, but.
Baby steps, Delaney. Can you feel, can you feel our resistance? I'm feeling resistance on behalf of Taylor, where I'm like, don't push it, woman. We're not all like you.
Plan your life around vacation. Plan your life around vacation.
I did that. And then I had to film a Netflix special and the vacation got canceled.
Yeah.
So it's, I've learned with this business, you can say, I'm going to plan a big vacation, but something might come up that you just can't not do. So it's almost better for me to plan vacations closer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful. You know, beautiful.
It's more like you wake up that day and go, today smells like it could be a vacation day.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it has to be like a checking the temperature of that particular hour and then going, okay.
Yeah.
We don't take vacations. We take snow days.
We do take snow days.
We take emotional snow days.
Oh, boy.
No, that totally makes sense. I mean, even like I'm not in entertainment anymore, and I'll try to map out some weeks of vacation and it'll go to shit. But then I'm like, well, I got to move my vacation now because I still want to get this in at some point check it off, you know? My resolution this year is the fact that I really don't want to be a public person of any kind, and I'm trying to figure out a happy medium with that. So this year for me is going to be how can I be visible enough for people to be able to find me if they are interested in what I offer with my business, and really no more visible than that.
Mm.
And that's going to be a very strange balance, but I'm basically deleting everything except for what's necessary in for this is what I, so that's going to be a weird, it's going to be a weird transition this year, I think, for me in that way.
Yeah. What do you, well, this is a little bit similar. What do you hope to see or hear more of this coming year in your personal life, professional career, for the world?
Empathy.
Yeah. Yeah. Compassion, self-love. We're about to do an episode on self-love in the coming weeks, and that's a big resolution for me, is just having a better relationship with myself, being more okay spending time just with myself, you know. And also unrelated from this stuff, but I would love for my makeup course to keep growing and becoming a more frequent thing than just once a month. So this is all, it's all jumbled now with the resolutions as well, but I just thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What do you see? What do you want, Taylor? What is it? The question? New Year's?
What do I want to see more of in the coming year?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see more work in my professional career. I'd like to see, more buildings open that we can perform in. Personally, I'd like to find more peace just within myself, because I think the constant anxiety, both general and like professionally, that I feel all the time is not serving me. And I'd like to get more calm, quiet, you know, be easier on myself and put less pressure on everything, not just me.
Yeah. Mm. I saw a great thing on Instagram that said, protect your peace. And I like phrasing it that way. We let so much in, I think, especially from social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would just love to see, this is for myself and everybody else, just kind of continue to ask yourself what feels right for you, because I think there's a lot of opinions out there and methods and blah, blah, blah all over the fucking place. And really, it's just really about what you want to do, what you want to do with your time and or your business or whatever it might be. And, think I've, especially just being an entrepreneur and starting a business the last few years and stuff, I have looked for a lot of external things to give me answers about how to run a business and how to do this. And I keep realizing that I will try somebody's method or take a course or something and then realize not all of this is right for me. I might take something from it and turn it into something that works. But I think there's no roadmap for anything. And so you just got to create your own. You got to just build it yourself and look inward instead of constantly looking out. If you're overwhelmed by all of the different options and opinions and stuff, go inward and ask yourself what the fuck you actually want to do.
Yeah.
It's great advice.
Who wants to read that next one? This is a good question.
What were some of your favorite movies/TV shows to binge this year? The ones that helped you get through this pandemic? Oh my God. I mean, how much time do we have?
Love Island, baby.
Hilarious.
Oh my God. Too Hot to Handle. Tay, what was the one that you and I watched early on? The Love Story one.
The
couple is on Hulu.
Oh, I didn't finish that. Normal People?
You didn't finish Normal People.
I didn't finish Normal People. I got bored. I was like, these people are, they got annoying to me, where I was like, this is just the toxic relationship I had in my early 20s. And I have to watch this.
It's an infuriating relationship, but it's like
the sex scenes dried up. I was like, follow Paul Mescal on Instagram.
Oh God, he's so dreamy. Love him. Normal People. Queen's Gambit.
So good, Queen's Gambit.
So good.
So good. Cook through it. The Crown, the first two seasons were great. And I don't know what happened, but it's not as good anymore. I even skipped the third season to get to Princess Diana. And I'm like, this is just not, it's just something.
Not doing it.
It's just not doing it for me anymore. It's a shame. Sam and I watched all of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I had not seen during the pandemic, which is maybe the funniest show I've ever seen in my entire life. It's so good. I'd never seen The Simpsons. I'd never watched Seinfeld. Like, there were a lot of shows that I hadn't. I'd only seen a couple. Oh,
you did the classics.
Yeah. Great British Bake Off. There was a lot.
Always a place in my heart for Great British Bake Off.
Quarantine turned me into a big reality show person. I never was into reality shows, but as soon as it hit, it was just like, the Too Hot to Handles and the Love Island, all the dating shows, all the real estate shows, like Selling Sunset. Now I'm on to Fixer Upper, all the home renovation shows. I think I just wanted to see people doing something fun and normal without a pandemic. And that was like very comforting. And those really helped me just turn my brain off and just, have an escape where those usually didn't feel like escapes before all of this. Yeah. I was never like a reality show tuner inner, but
The home edit was fun too.
Oh yes, that one as well. All those cute, like makeover transformation and dating shows, oh boy, and just anything where you can see cool houses on camera. That was my porn this year for sure.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you, because at CarMax we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Great interior design challenge, you guys.
I have not watched that one yet.
I'm rewatching it.
Wow.
How comforting it is.
No wonder your place is so beautiful. That's okay. That makes so much sense. You have, that's your calling. You really have a knack for that. You know what I mean?
Like, I think I just watched a lot of Great Interior Design Challenge. like so much.
Yeah. Like,
too much probably.
I think what I like, how I feel about makeup is how you feel about interior design. You know what I mean? Like that is a, you really, you know how to take a place and transform it.
Thank you. That's so nice.
I mean it.
It's quite beautiful. I agree.
Yeah. We have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Mackenzie Hamilton. Says, like hanging out with your own friends, I just started listening to this podcast a couple months ago and it has quickly become one of my favorites. I like that all three women have such different personalities and perspectives, and yet they can all find common ground. This is a great podcast to listen to in this year of isolation because it seriously just feels like you're hanging out with friends. They always have guests from all different walks of life, which I really enjoy too. Keep it up, ladies. Oh, thank you, Mackenzie.
That's so nice.
It's very nice.
That is very sweet. Thank you very much.
Should we make the announcement we wanted to talk about in terms of guests? Speaking of her saying that she liked the guests.
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, the girls and I talked, and we just felt like there were some times this year that the show format kind of got far away from how we used to really do the show early on, which was when it was just the three of us doing a book review or talking about a particular thing that we were really passionate about that we were dealing with right then in our lives. And so going forward in 2021, we will not be having as many guests on. We want to kind of bring it back to how it used to be. Just the three of us talking about stuff we're passionate about. And if we have guests on, it's going to be people that we're like really, really, you know, feel strongly about.
Yeah. And we'll have something, you know, it might just be a different capacity, but it's also, you know, it's doing a podcast every single week for 3.5 years is a lot of work. And the more people involved and the more scheduling and the more planning and prep and back and forth can be very draining as well. And, you know, for this to be sustainable for all of us too, we have to check in with ourselves sometimes and ask like, okay, what feels like easy and fun for all of us too, as Team Self-Helpless, to keep things going. And I'm excited for what that's going to look like this year. Things are kind of coming full circle in a weird way.
Back to stuff.
But yeah, excited for the people that will be on, you know, in the coming seasons or years or whatever, and some capacity for sure.
Yeah. We get a lot of messages and comments from you guys saying that you miss the kind of old school episodes we used to do. So we too miss doing those like that. So that's why we're going to try and focus on those formats more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I feel like this show's going to have a lot of evolutions, changes, and it's going to look different each year of our lives. So it'll be interesting to see all the different, you know, all the phases Self-Helpless goes through. It's been fascinating. Yeah. You guys have any segments? I feel like I can start with the elephant in the room, which is I have glasses now, everybody.
If you watch on YouTube, you can see the glasses. Or go to Self-Helpless Podcast at Instagram.
This is my good shit for this episode, my good shit segment. I was starting to get kind of like headaches and stuff, and I'm not really somebody who gets headaches. And I basically realized that one of my eyes is not doing so hot. So I went in and got my eye exam. I really have never done this before. This is the first time any process with eye stuff. And I have astigmatism and some other stuff going on. And so I picked out a pair of glasses that I thought were cute, and I went to go purchase them after my getting, you know, what the prescription was going to be. And the person helping me said, no, do not get those. Don't get those. I thought they were fine. They were just like square black. And she's like, those are too big for your face. They're very basic, boring, and they're also men's glasses. So let me take you over to here. So you guys, I have like, you know, what she thought was a little bit more stylish for my face.
They're so cute.
They're really cute.
Michael Kors is a designer that I've never owned before. So wow. Here they are. Now I have Michael Kors glasses, and it's very strange. It's going to take some getting used to. But here you go. New year, new me.
I would just like to point out that that a stranger outside of myself and Taylor pointed out to you that your natural instincts toward fashion choices are incorrect, because mm-hmm. we get a lot of people saying you and Taylor gang up on Delaney too much on the podcast. And I just need people to know it is not just us.
You know, are my choices incorrect or just unique?
Spoken like the most accepting parent.
Yeah. If you have to ask yourself that question, I think we know the answer.
I mean, do these look stylish or do these?
I love them.
I just let her put them on my face. And I said, these are fine too. I'm open. I just kind of picked a basic thing that I thought would go with a lot of stuff.
I wish we could see the old ones that you wanted to get.
Yeah, they were just kind of like square and black and kind of large.
Kind of they were Eugene bigger Levy. Than what you have on?
Huh? No, kind of like this big, but just very square and maybe a little bit more chunky.
Interesting.
And she was, I mean, I don't even think that was part of her job description, but she was like, no.
She took pity on you.
No, come here.
That's funny.
Oh my God. She didn't even work at the store. She just like that. She's this chick at Lens Crafters.
I don't even think she gets commission. And she was just like, let me help you for just a moment over in this section. So
yeah,
there I am, guys.
Love it.
What about you, Kelsey? You got anything?
I treated myself last night to an HBO Max subscription. So, I was like, you know what? It's $14.99 a month, which is, it feels steep, but it's like, there's a bunch of new good shit coming on it. And The Undoing, everybody says, is an incredible show with Nicole Kidman that came out this year. So, that's part of, like I said last episode, where you got to have something good to look forward to get yourself away from work at night. So I'm investing and
I love it.
It's been nice so far. Yeah.
That's a good That's idea. Cool. Very good idea.
Thanks. How about you, Tay?
I bought a TV and forgot to pay for a mount. So apparently on Best Buy's website, you pay for the installation of the mount. So I bought something that said mounting and I was like, I got it. Why would you buy mounting without the mount? Because I guess some people already have it. So the first day I asked them to deliver it, they just didn't come. And so I called them and I said, are you guys coming? And they were like, oh no, we're actually not. The driver didn't have time to get to you. So you have to reschedule. So then I rescheduled it and then they brought it a week later and they were like, so you have the mount, right? And I was like, but you have the mount, right?
But you.
And they were like, no. So I had to go pick one up yesterday and I hope they come today to install it. My point is COVID is not making it any easier to buy electronics that you don't understand. Like if I had just gone to the store and been like, this is what I need. Somebody would have been like, oh, you need this, this, and this. But right. Because I did it online, I was like, I think this is it, right? And it wasn't, and now it's taking weeks and weeks. Also, I fell getting out of the tub last night. So those are my...
What?
What the fuck? I'm wondering if you can see the bruise.
Oh,
can you see the bruise?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that bad? Oh, that is bad. I fell getting out of the tub. I just slipped in the tub, and I fell and went down real hard.
Oh, Tay, ouch. I know. That looks incredibly painful.
It's pretty gross.
Are you scared of baths now? I hope not.
I'm going to have to get a mat or something, apparently. Yeah. I mean, shit.
Good idea.
Unreal. Oh. So, yeah, those are my updates.
I'm so sad for you that happened.
right, well, we hope you guys have a happy new year.
Yeah. Any any plugs, anything you want to share, send people to?
Nope.
Not right now.
All righty.
So sleepy.
Just wanted to check.
Happy New Year, guys. Thanks for being with us for another year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. We love you so much. Seriously.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We really appreciate it and would love anything you can do to help the show grow and get the word out. So if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, that helps us move up the iTunes charts. If you can tell a friend, a coworker, a family member, anybody that you think would love the podcast, you can also screenshot an episode and share it in your Instagram, Instagram stories. Anything helps. Also, if you want more of the show, if you want bonus episodes, if you want to be able to be more interactive and help choose podcast topics, you can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless and join there. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Cook Comedy, on Twitter at Kelsey Cook. You can go to my website, kelseycook.com, which has links to my online makeup course. You can listen to my album, Savor It, on Spotify and iTunes. And you can watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. How about you guys? Where can people find you?
You can follow me at Taylor Tomlinson on Instagram and Twitter. My website is ttomcomedy.com. And you can watch my 1-hour special streaming on Netflix right now called Quarter Life Crisis.
Awesome. And you can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. That's where you'll find information about my 1-to-1 consulting and my online courses. So basically, if you're a business owner, podcaster, or comedian, and you're looking to either start those things or grow those things, you can reach out to me for more information. I also have an email list at DelaneyFisher.com where I share my favorite tools, tips, treats, and free shit. And then we just want to say a big special thank you to our wonderful editor, Emma Erdbrink, and our fantastic associate producer, Humaira Nawaz.
And you can find everything that we all just mentioned at selfhelplesspodcast.com.